Have you ever wondered what Jesus meant in Matthew 6, verse 22, when he states, "The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness?"
Hi, I'm Veronica.
I'm Erica.
And we co-host the podcast called The Context and Color of the Bible. We've found that by adding back the context and the culture of Scripture, it actually adds color to the black and white pages of the text.
Hence our name.
Yes. Have you ever been to a country and you're confused maybe by some of the language or the customs? You don't understand fully what the natives in that land understand.
Right. Why is this happening? What are we doing? Where are we supposed to go? You feel lost and confused and frustrated.
Yes. And so oftentimes what people do when they visit a new country, they get a tour guide who helps them understand the lay of the land, how body language works, what are the customs, what are the unwritten customs
right.
that everyone assumes
right.
but doesn't speak about. That's what we want to do with you and the Bible. We have found in our studies over the years that if you take the Bible and put it back in its culture, there's actually more that you can understand and make sense.
Right.
Like these verses in Matthew. What did Jesus mean when he talked about a good eye and a bad eye? And how does that fit with laying up treasures in heaven?
Right.
And serving two masters? It feels like Jesus just abruptly switches in the midst of talking about finances.
Right.
But if you understand the Hebrew culture and know that they have idioms, just like we have in every culture, like in America, we say it's raining cats and dogs, which means what, Erica?
It means it's pouring outside. Thankfully, it's not really raining cats and dogs.
Yes.
We understand that. It's a picture that we use to describe something else.
Right. And in the Bible, we have idioms. And Jesus is actually pulling verses from Proverbs. Proverbs 28:22 that says, "A stingy man hastens after wealth and does not know that poverty will come upon him."
That's the English translation. In the Hebrew, it would actually be a man with a bad eye.
Yes. And when they've translated Proverbs, they've left that word stingy in there. But then when it got translated in the New Testament,
right.
they left the bad eye in there.
Right.
So we lose those connections
right.
and see what Jesus is doing. Because in the Hebrew, in Matthew, a bad eye is someone who is stingy.
Right.
And a good eye is a person who is generous.
And that comes from Proverbs 22, verse 9.
Which states, who is generous will be blessed, for he gives some of his food to the poor.
Right. So if we put that context, Veronica, back into Matthew, what essentially Jesus is saying in verse 22 is, the eye is the lamp of the body. If you're generous, your whole body will be full of light. But if you're stingy, your whole body will be full of darkness. Essentially, a person with a good eye is someone who sees the needs around himself or herself. Somebody who sees the world as God created it and how to help. And a stingy or a bad eye is someone who only sees themselves, their needs, their wants, and ignores the world around them.
So Erica and I want to be your tour guides as
yes.
you study the Bible. Our job will be to help you put Scripture back in its context and add color to the black and white pages.
Because this is an amazing book.
Yes. So join us for our weekly podcast called The Context and Color of the Bible. Subscribe and share this episode with a friend to join you as we take you both on a tour of the Bible.
Bye-bye.